After getting off to a slow start, the Cavs have been on a roll. They're on a 9-game winning streak, their longest in the regular season since 2015. And they're doing it without a couple of key players acquired in the offseason. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, it looks like this new-look team has finally figured out how to win.
Right after being, in the first 3 weeks, the biggest disappointment in the NBA.
Yeah, kind of a flop.
Right. Kyrie Irving gone to Boston. The Cavs would not recover. At one point, the Cavaliers had a 5-7 record. Mm-hmm. They're giving up 110 points or more each game and just struggling. And then on top of it, one of their newer acquisitions, Derrick Rose, he's a point guard, came from the Knicks, but really had made his career with the Chicago Bulls. He first hurt his ankle, missed a few games, came back, hurt his ankle again, missed a few games, and suddenly left the team. And so right now, I mean, the Cavs think eventually he may come back, but he's not sure if he wants to play anymore at the age of 29. When he was 21 years old, he won the MVP award. Even LeBron did not win an MVP at 21.
Yeah, he was a huge superstar.
Right, in Chicago, in his hometown. Kind of like LeBron here. One knee surgery, came back, another knee surgery, came back, another knee surgery. So this guy who was an MVP, who signed a $140 million shoe contract right after winning an MVP award with Adidas, went from being an all-star to a pretty good player to this past summer, he basically signed a veteran minimums contract to come to the Cavaliers and revive his career.
Yeah, $2.1 million contract.
Right. Rose comes to camp, I think I'm finally healthy. And early on, he was playing pretty well. And then this happened. You go, I know exactly what this is going to be like. Do I want to go through it again? Now, I'm not saying let's get out the violins or whatever, but I'm trying to put us into the mindset of an elite athlete at a young age. I don't think any of us at the age of 29 would want to be told that everything you train to do, guess what, at age 29, it might be over.
Yeah.
Your body is betraying you. That's how I've had an athlete tell me that. I treated it well, I worked out, I did all these things, and I kept getting hurt anyway. Meanwhile, the Cavs have another point guard, Isaiah Thomas, and what have they been doing with him?
They've been taking it real slow because they signed him and he's injured.
Right, he had a major hip injury. And remember, Isaiah Thomas last year averaged 29 points as an all-star for the Celtics. He was the guy they got back in the Kyrie Irving trade.
Right.
So he's close to coming back. But if you were to tell me, no Isaiah Thomas, Derrick Rose, frankly, is just gone, I'd think, oh my goodness, the Cavs would be lucky to be right around 500.
Well, that's what I thought.
And for a while, that's about what it was, and then suddenly they took off.
So how much is it just LeBron James, or is he getting a cast here that they're finally getting some chemistry?
I think what you have with LeBron James is it takes him a while to figure out what his group is around him. Now, by the way, where we talked about Derrick Rose and the different injuries, what's LeBron?
LeBron's the other side of that, Mr. Durable.
Never missed a playoff game for an injury. You know, they have his best friend, Dwayne Wade, in there, and they are best friends. Wade has three championship rings, two with LeBron and one before LeBron arrived in Miami.
Oh, wow.
LeBron's got three. So, you know, you sit there and you say, all right, how are we going to make this work? So Wade is kind of the captain of the second unit, LeBron the first, and sometimes they play together. And the idea being that, you know, these guys will organize the other players, and then they're starting to fall into place. Changing some key guys around, I think, brought a sense of urgency. And guess what happened? What's happened in Boston since Kyrie Irving went over there?
They are red hot.
They're winning like crazy. Don't think LeBron ignores that. And you look up and you say, well, I guess the Cavs aren't dead yet.
Exciting basketball in November. Who knew? Terry, thanks.
You're welcome.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports at WKSU.org. He talks about why the Browns must tone down the hype over the returning Josh Gordon.